can talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant, dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest. There he is.
Brian, another one in the books. So how are you, my friend Bobby?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, I'm doing good. Quick to blame. We were just talking about that. We had some things that just didn't work out the way we thought. Put the headset on. That would help.
Okay, thank you.
And then...
they're too big.
You gotta put them.
Flip them, yeah.
You gotta flip them. But anyhow...
Oh, this way. Well, I don't know how to flip them.
Don't have silence on the radio.
Danke schön.
You're welcome. So I'm eating the pizza from Frank's Pizza. Unbelievable.
Best in town.
What a story. Oh, wow. Unbelievable.
As always.
He's been a longtime supporter of us. You know, he had Fritzy Freeze, right, before Frank's Pizza. And then he had six people that would work behind the counter. And what he would do sometimes is just give out a free, small, soft ice cream cone with no purchase necessary. And people would say, you know what, there's like a 20-minute wait to get in line to see your restaurant. Like, and to get, he had hamburgers and all that. This is the guy that he has this. Everything he touches, he had the Midas touch. And so then people were getting in his head, like, people got to wait 20 minutes to 30 minutes. Why do you give out a free soft serve cone? Because no one really goes and buys just a soft serve cone. Some people would, don't get me wrong. So then a new owner takes over. I don't know why, how I got on this. This wasn't planned. And he does away with the soft serve cone.
And he probably lost his business.
Wow, you're a smart cookie. So within 6 months, you know, because what happens is there's a place called Eli's Barbecue. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's only open 3 days a week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And why you notice it, it's right there on the trail, but why you notice it is there's a line of people waiting to get Eli's Barbecue.
Why? Does he give him a soft cone?
No. That's a good point. So what happened is I would pull over because you see the line. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It must be good. And it really is good. So 6 months later, the guy tells me, oh, I'm not going to be doing any advertising because I don't think it needs to advertise because it's a half hour wait. Would you believe this? Within 6 months?
He went under.
How'd you know?
I guess I just have ESP.
You do? Is that amazing? You have a formula that's working, right? That's making a lot of money. And you as an owner come in and change it. The next show after this is called the Entrepreneur Hour. And if one of you guys could stay, that would be nice for an extra, we're having an extra show.
What's it called?
Entrepreneur Hour.
Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour.
Oh, God. I hope not.
No, entrepreneurial.
And what it is what mistakes you made running a business. Like, so what we like to do is talk to business owners on this particular show and talk what mistakes you made, not what you did right. Mm-hmm. So people can learn. People that want to open up their own business, they can learn from experience. In other words, whenever you hear someone saying you should, right, run away. Why can't you say this is what I did from my experience? And then someone that talks that way more from my experience, strength and hope, right, will tend to be give, I would tend to listen to more than you should. Because if you keep saying you should, there's a good chance you didn't do it yourself.
That's the truth.
So that's where we're at. So Frank's, then he opens up Frank's Pizza. Right? And he's been sponsoring our show for many years. So he opens up Frank's Pizza, an Italian restaurant, and guess how what there is there? On a Friday night, I'm driving by, and there's like a 30-minute wait, a line outside to get into his restaurant.
Must Why? Have good food.
He really does. And I don't know, it's just, why is it that some people just know what to do? Johnny's Italian Restaurant gave away a free dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no purchase necessary. But what you had to do, guess what you had to do? You had to find the misspelled word in his ad. And do you know what he said? That 90% of the, it's only good one per table. Do you know that 90% of the people will not go out to eat by themselves? So he said it was just like a buy one, get one free.
Definitely was smart. That was smart. A cute idea.
Right. So anyhow, let's say, let's go into, like, you. Why don't you ask this knick-knack paddywhack what she does, and then you ask him what he does, and then I can eat my pizza.
That Who sounds like a plan. I'll talk to about the solar. We are located, and there are four different vendors in one area, which is 3215 Tyrone Boulevard. And where we're located, it's a little tricky to get there. If you're coming from Park Street, you go down the service road and under the overpass. And we're in front of the Pinellas Trail. And I'm going to talk about Robert's Place, which is part of the whole vendor community. And he sells solar equipment.
That's right, I do.
And what types of solar equipment do you sell? And why should people buy from you?
One of the things that people ask me about solar when they first hear about my business is they ask me about solar paneling on rooftops. And I tell them that's the only thing I don't do. And I do everything else. And they say, well, what else is there? Well, there are thousands of products out there that are actually solar powered. And anything ranging from commercial lighting, decktop lighting, big lights. We're not talking about the dollar solar lights that you get at Walmart. I'm talking about lights that have a lifespan of upwards of 3 years for one battery, or their heads are LED and they can last up to 8 years. Some of the lights are as tall as 9 feet. Some of them are just a foot tall. Also, getting into solar power generation, solar power generators, you know, with Ian coming through and Nicole coming through and a lot of people losing power, one of the things that we offer are gasoline-free power generators, so you don't have to worry about cranking up a generator, you don't have to worry about gasoline, you don't have to worry about carbon monoxide poisoning, you don't have to worry about fires, and you can use these in condominiums, mobile home parks, any place, even houses where you don't want to have a traditional generator.
Yeah, and there's a lot of fires caused by those traditional generators or carbon monoxide poisoning.
Absolutely. And there's absolutely no reason for it. And they come in different strengths. They come in small power packs, 300 watt, which can power a few household appliances. But they also go up to 1,200 and even higher wattage where you can run refrigerators and critical appliances when there's a power outage, so you don't have to worry about losing a refrigerator full of food when the power goes out.
Well, that sounds great. And my shop is, again, the address is 3215 Tyrone Boulevard. And anyone coming out this weekend and said, we heard you on the radio, I will give a 25% discount. I specialize in mid-century.
Joanne, why don't you tell them how we got there?
Well, first of all of us were from the Skyway Marina Mall, our vintage mall, and they closed down. And we decided as a group we would open up our own place and kind of control our own business. I have a 200 square foot shop that specializes in Asian decor, mid-century, some antiques, blown glass, all different unique gifts for people that may be looking for things for holiday gifts, for their own home. And like I said, if you come out, enjoy, take note, we're very low pressure sales. And most of my clientele right now are other vendors that buy to resell. So I guess I do have really great prices.
Not only that, you have very unique collectibles. We also have a woman in there who does custom t-shirts, graphic arts, and she's been on the show many times. Her name is Denise, and her business is called Graphics and Beyond, and she joined us.
Yes, and she also is a clairvoyant, and so she has a special talent. She also sells crystals and different stones. She teaches you about saging, and she's very, very good, and we're very lucky to have her with us.
We also have an esthetician on board who does facials in the back, and she does a very, very good business, and she's a full-time nurse, and she does this in the evenings in her spare time, and she's got a great clientele. Her name is Shalika, and we're very happy to have her there also.
So we're very lucky to have a little bit of anything and everything for someone. Looking for holiday gifts, just maybe getting a spiritual reading or a spiritual healing, or looking for solar lights. Like we said, we do have the solar electrical, not solar, you know, generators to light your house. So there's no need to worry about future storms that may come up. And we're giving great prices and good discounts, especially this week. We'll have 25% off anything in my store, and Robert has offered.
Absolutely. I'll match that as well. One of the things that we've done is we have teamed up with a roofing company that also has a store right down the street on Tyrone Boulevard North called Mitchell Solar Solutions. They do the solar panels on top of the roofs. So what we've done is we've teamed up with them to do a solar demonstration night. So in the evenings on Friday nights, the third Friday of every month, tomorrow is our first night, and we're gonna have a cookout. And you can come and have some hamburgers and hot dogs and enjoy a propane grill. And then you can see all of our solar products. And we are upwards of 40 different products that we set up. And when the sun goes down, the lights go on, so you can really see them in their natural state. We do some decorative stuff. We do some flickering flame decorations. We do solar animal lights. We have a very wide range of products.
And remember, we're located at 3215 Tyrone Boulevard on the service road. From Park Street, make a right onto the service road on Tyrone. Go around under the viaduct. We are located between the cabinet shop and Mullins Plant and Palms. And we'd love to see you there.
Awesome.
The viaduct that Joanne's talking about is the bridge that goes over the Pinellas Trail right by the Tyrone Square Mall.
Oh, I know just where that is.
Yep, we were right in front of that Pinellas Trail. We also do on weekends yard sales, and anybody would like to join us for yard sales, they're more than welcome to come.
Oh, very cool. We're also being joined by Bruce from Piper's Pizza on the phone right now. Hey, Bruce, how you doing? Hello, Bruce.
Hey, how are you?
I'm really good. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream.
All right. So tell us a little bit about Piper's Pizza, Bruce.
Hey, we're located in Palm Harbor in the Fountains Plaza, right behind Tiffany's and the Wing House. And we've been around for almost 2 years. We make a New York-style pizza. We focus on pizza, salads, and subs. We pick all of our fresh produce every single day from Keystone Market. We get our honey from the Honey Couple, that's local as well.
Oh, yum.
And we make everything from scratch, inclusive of our salad dressings, our pizza sauce, our doughs, our chicken parms, and our meatballs, and so much more.
Yummy. That sounds delicious. So I've heard you mention Keystone Market. Is that a local? I don't know where that is. What is that?
It's on what's it called? Tarpon Springs Avenue, on the way to Tarpon Springs from Odessa, if you will. Mm-hmm. And it's a big farmer's market that continues to grow. It's simply amazing, all the fresh produce they have.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll have to check that out. And come by and get a Meat Boss sub.
Yeah, absolutely.
This sounds great. So you guys do delivery as well, right?
Yep, through our website. You can go to our website at piperspizzashop.com, and you can go there and order pickup or delivery, or you can call us as well at 727-223-4006, and you can just do a pickup order as well.
Awesome. And if you wanted to, you could eat in the store, right?
Yes, we had dining inside, and right next to the door to us is the House of Beer, and they're great partners of ours, and you can grab your pizza, and you can eat it next door and drink their delicious beverages, or you can bring it over to us as well. So,
that's awesome.
You have an offer. Yeah, it works out really well for everybody.
Very cool. So you make homemade sauce.
We do. We make our pizza sauce, absolutely. We make it every day, inclusive of when we make our meatballs and our chicken parms as well.
Oh, yum.
Sounds good.
It sounds really good. And can you tell us a phone number that if anyone's listening, how they can give a call, maybe place an order?
Yeah, absolutely. 727-223-4006.
Oh, very good. 223-4006. That's a good one to remember. All right, guys. So if you're listening and you are just getting home from work and you don't feel like cooking, you got to call Piper's Pizza. Everything homemade. Homemade sauce, homemade everything. Even salad dressings. That sounds great. Yummy.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have a signature pizza called the Piperoni, and Piper's is named after our daughter, and that's her middle name, and we named the pizza shop after her. And so our signature pizza is called the Piperoni, which has double pepperoni. Mm. It's got whipped ricotta all over it. We bake it, and then it comes out, and then we put fresh basil on it, and we drizzle hot honey on it, and it's our number one selling pizza.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. I am seriously going to try that. That sounds delicious. Really, that is such a unique combination. Oh, that sounds so good. I'm gonna have to swing by on my way home for sure.
Well, we couldn't unfortunately logistically get the pizza to you guys today, but next time you guys do a show, we'll be more coordinated. We want to bring in some pizzas, we want to bring in some subs, we want you guys to try our pizza so you can let the audience know just how amazing it is.
Oh, for sure. And hopefully you can bring yourself in.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be awesome. Very awesome. Well, thank you so much, Bruce. We do have a few extra guests today, so we're sort of tight on time.
Thanks for having me. It's been awesome. I really appreciate it.
Tell us one more time how someone can contact you and how they can order online as well.
Awesome. So you can go to Piper Scratch Pizza Shop, right? You can Google that. And then you can go to call us at 727-223-4006. And that's how you get us. And so, and one of our favorite sayings is we make dreams come true one slice at a time.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. All right, Bruce, thank you so very, very much. And we look forward to having you in the studio soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, everybody. Have a great night. Enjoy your ride home.
Have a happy
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you as well. All right, Bruce, thank you so much. All right, guys, so how about you tell us a little bit about solar?
One of the things that as we move into a new century and we become climate change aware, one of the things we all can do is to switch from fossil fuels and switch into a green energy, renewable energy type of thing, powered by the sun. There's so much technology coming out that we can utilize to switch away from fossil fuels. And I'm talking about natural gas cars, hydrogen-powered cars, anything that puts oil and the fossil fuels technology in the past where it belongs.
Right.
Just like typewriters. You don't see typewriters anymore. Mm-hmm. You know why? Because they are outdated. Right. One of my favorite people authors is Maya Angelou.
Me too.
Right? Yeah. And one of her best quotes is, you do the best you can until you know better. And once you know better, what? You do better.
Yeah, that's right.
And this is that's the whole thing about is our society moves into the future, and we try to become a more perfect union. We know what works. We know what doesn't work. And solar is something that everybody can adapt, assimilate into their life.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits are far-reaching.
I agree. So you do something that is super unique. And actually, we were discussing this at our last hurricane scare. And you have a generator. A generator runs on solar,
yep,
correct?
I'm introducing a series of generators. There are, now you can get these in different places. But one of the things that I can provide that lots of other places can't is on-site demos.
Right.
So instead of looking at online and wondering what's going to work and what's not going to work, I invite everybody to come to our shop, 3215 Tyrone Boulevard North, and look and check out our series of different solar generators, and we can explain how they work, we can demonstrate how they work, and we can answer any questions. And if there's any problems with them, we service everything on site. And so you're not sort of
in the dark.
In the dark.
That's the best thing to say. In the dark.
You know, that's awesome, because it's not, I mean, we have all these huge big box stores around, which
yes,
I
we do.
Deal with small business. That's what our whole livelihood is based on. And but that's, we gotta remember this as people. It's the small businesses that make our communities run. I mean, they're the ones putting money back into the communities at the grocery stores, at different places. So we have to support small business. And the thing is, it's actually much better because you actually get a person, a real live human being
yes.
that you can face-to-face speak with instead of talking to somebody on the phone where you are on hold for an hour and then you still don't resolve your problem.
Or somebody who is not really truly trained to deal
right.
with the problems that you're having with whatever your product is. And you're absolutely right. You can buy some of the solar products I sell at big box stores, but if you have a problem with batteries or wire connections, don't bother going to them. They
mm-mm.
will not know how to deal with it. But to bring it to me, I can change out the batteries. I can recommend the batteries to change it to, and I can get you back your product.
And also, I think the biggest plus to that as well is people that are curious and they don't know about solar. A lot of people have a misconception, I believe, that they believe things that run on solar like don't run as long or they're not going to last you. Like people, I hear a lot of people saying things like that, so they
I
can
have
come
heard
see.
That also,
right?
They say, "Oh, well, the quality isn't that good." Well, I would beg to differ. Now, if you're going to go to, say, a dollar store and get one of those cheapo, you know, solar,
right.
you know, lights for your garden, you're right. You're going to get what you pay for.
Right.
But the products that are coming out now are powered with lithium-powered batteries that are very powerful,
yes.
very strong. And my lights are strong enough that my commercial lights have a battery that's strong enough that will light up for 3 full nights on a
wow.
single charge.
That's awesome.
And their life expectancy is very long.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going to, you know, one of the things is I want to get it too, what he has.
Yeah.
It's really, I've never seen it before. Because, like, especially when the hurricanes are coming,
right,
you would think, right, that would be like a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm. Right, and we're in the process of developing new types of solar products where you can mount them to the side of your home, where they can double as a heating agent. Now, here in Florida, you don't need that so much, but in January and December and January and February, when it does get cool at night, absolutely. And as long as the hurricane doesn't knock your whole house over, if you lose power, when the sun comes back up, so does your power.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, did you get a chance to talk about knick-knack paddywhack?
I sure did, and I said, I also have recyclable goods, because all the things in my store are now repurposed for someone else's use.
Wow.
So that also helps the environment.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So absolutely. We can always think of knick-knacks and paddywhacks.
Do you
awesome.
Have that song, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone? Can you play that on the radio?
Can we play it after our traffic
yes,
report?
Yes, let's do traffic first.
Yeah. We're going to do the traffic. And then also I need you to get in touch with Brent. Text him from...
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Now evening, Tampa Bay. TED Talk Times 5:37. Let's take a look at your Brian Cash Claus traffic and weather. Pinellas County actually looking a little rough tonight. State Road 60 westbound, just around the Bayside Bridge. Some real heavy volume stacking up there. As well as Gandy Boulevard. It's not showing what's on the Gandy Bridge, but we do have a lot of heavy volume in both directions, so you'd probably want to... give the other two bridges a shot for your alternatives. Going up to Pasco, the Suncoast Parkway. Actually, that would be just south of 54. We have some real heavy volume stacking up going northbound. And going over to 301, we have some backup congestion coming up on 54 there. So keep that in mind. Tonight's low 49, tomorrow with a high of 64 degrees, only a few clouds in the sky, so a pretty nice day. Current temperature, Zephyr Hill, 61 degrees, fair skies. Dade City, 61, sunny skies, and in downtown Clearwater, 61 degrees with fair skies. More of the Brian Cash Claus Show coming right up after this. Purple Haze Tobacco and Accessories is your one-stop shop for Delta 8 THC products. With THC pre-rolls, THC gummies, moon rocks, disposables, cartridges, and much more, you'll find everything you're looking for. Contact Leo at 727-580-5858, 727-580-5880, and see their ad in the BCC coupon book. Since 1969, Royalty Fine Jewelers has been buying gold and diamonds, performing repairs, custom designs, appraisal services, and changing watch bands and batteries. Up to 30 to 70% off in-stock jewelry. Financing and layaway available. Visit them at 33871 US 19 in Palm Harbor in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center. Call them at 727-585-9399. That's 727-585-9399. And visit their website, RoyaltyFineJewelers.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. Looking for a little taste of Mexico? Well, you'll find it at Taquiera Viva Mexico, located at 1740 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew Street and Saturn Avenue. Give them a call at 727-286-6209. They deliver with Grubhub and Uber Eats. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. That's authentic Mexican food at Taquiera Viva Mexico. See their ad in the BCC coupon book.
Chili is now in Clearwater, Florida, with restaurant, dine-in, drive-thru, delivery, and catering. Always made fresh daily, and we only use full-size all-beef hot dogs.
Cincinnati, Cincinnati Chili Company.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's TAN Talk.
Ad going. It's Madison Avenue Pizza, fresh oven New York style pizza, all dough and sauce made in house. You can visit them at 2660 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin. They're closed on Tuesday, guys. So you can reach Madison Avenue Pizza, fresh baked New York style pizza at 2660 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin.
Okay, and I have the Euro Produce Market Incorporated, where they have fresh produce every day, and they also offer super discounts: $2 off a $20 purchase, $3 off 30, and $5 off of 40. They have Greek feta cheese, olives, honey, spinach pie, jumbo shrimp, baklava, olive oil, and all kinds of wonderful products.
And we also have Absolutely Tree Service. In they have two locations in Clearwater and in Largo and Seminole. You can reach them at 727 in Clearwater, 442-2901. And in Largo, you can reach them at 727-399-8272. That's Absolutely Tree Service, where they do trimming, tree removal, and stump grinding.
Yes, they do everything. They have a whole bunch of trucks, and the one thing about them is, since we have started doing business with them, their company has expanded to probably almost double the size that it was. It's amazing, and they're really good guys. Very honorable, and they will do a great job for you. And if you use the coupon, you get a free full property evaluation, and they will come out and let you know what needs to be trimmed back or what needs to be done. All right, guys, and that's a Absolute Tree Service. And
I forgot to give the address for the Euro Produce Market Incorporated. It's 9300 49th Street North, Pinellas Park. Their number is 727-289-4467.
Yes, and they have so much stuff in there. It's actually a pretty big market, like little market, but he has all these international products that you can't find at places. And if you are a fan of feta cheese, you absolutely have to go check out this place. He has like six different kinds, all from all over the world. And he also has like all these Italian pastas and sauces and very, very fresh produce. Go check out Euro Produce, brand new place. Got to go check them out.
Great.
All right. Now, tell us a little bit more about where you're located and what people can find there.
Okay. We're located again, 3215 Tyrone Boulevard off the service road. We have all kinds of unique products. I have a collection of beautiful Asian decor. I have mid-century, lots of blown glass, a lot of vintage glass. Ooh. So anybody that's looking for something, it's recyclable goods.
So do you do like antiques? Do you have antiques?
Yes,
there?
We do. We do a lot of antiques, a lot of collectibles, anything. And also, I also help people. If they tell me what they're looking for, I will go treasure hunting for them.
Oh, very cool. And how can they give you a call at?
At 716-984-2611. Again, this is my number. I relocated from Buffalo, New York, with lots of goodies from up north to bring down here to sell. And it's 716-984-2611. Or you can reach us at the shop. And Robert, give them your number to reach.
Another number you can call is 727-509-7830 for all your solar needs. And I can also help you with Joanne's stuff with Knickknacks Patty Wax, which, you know, we picked that name because it's such a cute little thing.
Well, yes. That's so awesome.
Yes, and can you give them the store hours?
Store hours are 10 to 5, Monday through Friday, including Saturday and Sunday. On Sunday, it's 11 to 5. Whoops, here we go.
Okay.
All right, guys. Anyhow, we're going to switch
Thank
out.
You so much
Thank
for
you
your
for
time. Thank you for allowing us to share. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, solar.
Yes,
and we're getting one of those.
Solar generators.
And also t-shirts, custom signs.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Did we do Madison Pizza?
Yes, we did. Do a little promo for Madison Pizza. You guys got to go check them out. They're awesome. They're right there on the Dunedin Causeway in the plaza where Florida Youth Ranch is.
Unbelievable. And the young man there, he graduated from college with a master's degree from USF. His name is Sean, and he's called Madison Avenue Pizza. It's brick oven, New York style pizza, and it's all dough and sauces are made in house from scratch.
Yes.
Very good. So right. Anyhow, so now we got in the house. Why don't you just start this? Okay. And we got June. You ready? Put on the headset and interview her real quick.
All right. So, yeah. Hi, June. How are you today?
I'm good. How
Very
about
good.
You?
I am doing really well. So, what do you do, June?
I'm a hairdresser.
Oh, you're a hairdresser. That's
yes.
Awesome. So, where are you located at?
I'm at 6113 Park Boulevard.
Oh, okay. We have a couple new clients down that way. Bay Area Dry Cleaners is on Park.
Okay.
He's probably right up the street from you. All right. And so you brought a friend today as well?
Yes, I have actually a couple of friends. They're visiting me from Canada.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So you're here for the holidays?
Yes, I'm here until 25th of November and fly back in the cold weather.
Oh, yes, I bet it's super cold up there.
Yes.
So we've had some super nice weather here recently. Today is our coldest day I think we've had this year, which is 66, so it's not so bad. So what do you do up in Canada?
Me, I'm retired. I was in the Air Force before.
Oh,
and,
very nice.
I've been retired for 20 years now, so.
Oh, very
yeah,
good.
I'm
My father was in the Air Force.
Oh, also. Well, there you go.
Yes. So, tell us a little bit about your salon and what kind of services that you offer.
Yeah, I just started in June. I bought my own shop. Like before, I was in Canada for 38 years, and I had two shops there.
Oh, nice.
So my daughter moved here, so
you
I'm
came
following.
To be with
yeah.
her, yes, nice.
So I do haircuts, colors, perms, even ear piercing, and styling, and highlights, all that.
Oh, very good. Yeah. So, is there something do you specialize in color or anything?
Yeah,
like?
Any new colors, balayage, and you know.
Oh, I like the balayage. It's very nice. I actually had a treatment done not too long ago because my hair is actually very, very long.
Oh,
and it's up on my head right now, but it's curly. And so I had the Keratin
treatment.
I felt so bad for her. It took her 4.5 hours
yes.
to do my hair.
And it's pricey, right? It's
she did, honestly, she did a phenomenal deal for me. She really did for the length of my hair. And like
yes.
I said, I felt super bad because it took so long. So I tipped her really, really good. But it took a really long time. I don't think she realized how long my hair was because I usually do wear it up. And when it's hot out, I'm running around all day. I don't like my hair to be sweaty all over me. But so do you do the keratin treatments as well?
Yes, we do.
Oh, very good. So you came here to be with your daughter.
Yeah, there's nobody in Canada. Like,
aww.
You know, my other daughter is in Australia, so
oh, wow.
I thought this is closer for me, you know.
Right, so you get to go visit Australia.
Yes.
That's awesome.
But not this year because of the salon. I just bought it and I'm trying to build the clientele, you
oh,
know.
Oh, sure, sure. Mm-hmm. So, do you like the area you're living in? Are you living
I live in Lago.
Okay.
It's about 15 minutes for me, but I like the salon. It's a cute salon and I have a couple of girls renting chairs, so.
Oh, very good, very good. And are you looking for any more girls?
I have one more station. if anybody's interested. Like,
yes. And how can they contact you?
I can give my phone number.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 727-238-6007.
All right. Very good. And what was the name of your salon again?
Hair Technique.
Hair Technique.
Yeah.
And that's on Park.
Park Boulevard, yeah.
Yes.
6113 Park Boulevard. I had the same name, both shops in Canada, same name, Hair Technique. So I had to have the same name, yeah.
Oh, that's very good. So you've been doing this a real long time.
Yeah, over 25 years.
Yes,
yeah.
So you know what you're doing.
Right.
Very good. So how long have you been here then?
I've been in here for 3 years almost.
Oh, okay.
But I was working for hair cuttery and a couple more places, you know.
Oh, and then you said, I want to open my own place.
Yeah.
Yes. It's always much better to work for yourself than it is for somebody else. Yes, entrepreneur. Actually, our friends have a show right after us called the Entrepreneur Hour, and that's what he talks to is just people that are entrepreneurs, start their own business, things that you can do to help yourself, mistakes that people have made so you can learn from them. He's a really knowledgeable guy. All right, so what are your plans for the holidays?
Oh, well, fly back and book another ticket, come back here for Christmas, New Year's, and spend time here in Florida.
Very nice.
Then go back in the cold. And
so where are you guys from in Canada?
You know Winnipeg, Manitoba?
Yes.
Yeah, just north of North Dakota, across the border.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, a friend of mine actually, he has a few homes here. And he's actually moving back here to Miami, actually. But he's right outside of Quebec. So he has a construction company up there.
I'm originally from Quebec. You must hear
the accent,
my French accent.
Yes, yes.
There.
Yes, yes. So, so he actually is, I guess he's got a big project going on. And he's about to finish it up in the next few months. And he's moving here to Miami. His family's already here. So
smart guy.
Yeah. Well, he is a smart guy. He does rental properties. He does a lot of different things.
Yeah,
very handy man. All right. Well, Brian came back in. So here we go. Hello.
Hello. Yeah. All right. So tell us, can you just go over all the business, talk into the mic? Did you talk about the laundromat yet?
No.
Okay, talk about...
Just about hair only.
Now, do you cut hair yourself?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And do you, how many chairs do you have?
I have 4 chairs.
Guess what my son is? A barber.
A barber?
Yeah.
Ooh.
He has he's doing right now 17 heads a day.
Where about?
In Dunedin.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
He has his own shop?
No, he works, he's the first chair.
Oh.
But he's looking
expensive there.
Yeah. And he's doing really good. Very proud of him. You know, more proud that he was best man at 2 different weddings.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That sounds crazy, but it's not the success. He just bought a Mercedes. So just to tell you that if you can cut hair, right, you think, you know, he'll make $300-$400 in a day. Right?
I had 4 Mercedes. Not now.
But yeah, so
I was giving them to my kids, you know.
Sure.
So
how many children do you have?
Talk
closer to the mic.
I have 2. 2 daughters, yeah.
2 daughters?
Yes.
Okay, so what does it take to run a successful hair salon?
You have to be there, right? And you have to do a good job.
Right.
Then they are repeat clients. If they come once, they're going to come back.
Right.
If you do a good job, right?
Right. And I always like this is 30 years ago, a lady said to me, so I did her advertising for 10 years, right? And she said that half her clientele base was from the magazine I put out. Now, this is before computers and all that, too. But she was the first one that I never realized to ask this question. You ever remember where you learned something from someone? You remember that's where I learned it? What does one customer spend in a year? I never thought to ask that question. Think about that. Like, what is one good customer worth to you?
Maybe $1,000.
Right. Right. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, how many returns do you really need to get? If you get one, just one good customer.
Yeah.
Right? And she told me that. So she went through her books. She's a very fine lady. Her name was Lynn. She owned Golden Hair, was the name of her hair salon. And she goes, look. And she's like, these are all customers over the last 10 years that came in from the magazine. But she was so sweet and kind that they all came back, like you said.
Yes.
Once they get in, who's it up to get them to come back? You.
Yes.
So tell us, what does it mean to have good customer service?
You have to give good service, right?
Right.
Customer service, number one.
It really is.
It can be a bad haircut even, but if you are not nice to the client, they're not going to come back. Right.
Right. 100%.
Yes.
Right. And you can even give, I think customer service, I mean, they're all important, but I believe that if you give good customer service, it's even more important than the product itself.
Yes, right.
Because if someone likes you, they're going to go out of their way to do business with you.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But it is good to give. What's your feelings on that, young man? Customer service?
Of course.
I started by myself when I started the business in Canada, and I end up having over 25 staff. So I couldn't do everybody, so I had to hire people. Always I had like 10 chairs running, like one shop.
Unbelievable. Yes. The buzz in the air must have been
something.
Yeah,
they work very hard. We don't refuse people, like, you know.
Yeah, but the buzz, you know, like when you could just feel it when you walk into certain there's a buzz in the air.
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
And we also have a receptionist, so somebody walk in, we talk to the person right away.
Right, that's important.
Yeah.
Some people's shops, they try to cut corners.
No, you go to a shop and you're sitting there for 10 years, nobody come and say hi, like,
right?
You know, and they walk out.
Right, right.
So it happens like that.
What I tell my son to do is every 10th hair to do it for free, but he never took me up on it. So you don't know if you're that 10th hair.
And also they will say that, oh, we are fully booked, we can't take you. But we don't do that. We have enough staff. We somehow squeeze in people or work even after hours and, you know, try to keep them.
So this guy had a maid service, right? He's a good friend of mine. Do you know what he did? Every house he did, somewhere he'd leave a rose, right? So sometimes he left the rose in the bathroom. Sometimes he left the rose in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he left it in the kitchen. And that was his deal. You know, it was this little thing that made him different. And then he ended up doing my house, right? So what I said to my, you know, we were coming home. I go, what do you think? I was all excited. Where's the rose? I know it sounds stupid, right? The rose might be in the bedroom, might be in the kitchen. Did you ever give, like, wine and beer or anything like that?
We offer water right now. Like, we couldn't serve wine there. Like here we offer coffee, water, you know.
Right. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing the Entrepreneur Hour after this, and you're going to stay for that. And what we're going to do is find out what it takes. I want you to go over all your businesses that you own and the mistakes that you made. So this way people can learn.
Right.
Some people think you have to make the mistakes yourself, right? But why not learn from other people's mistakes?
Right.
Right, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you excited about doing another show?
Sure.
And give
I'm not really good with this talking, but I can do it.
Yes, you're doing great. So give us the name of your salon and the address.
It's called Hair Technique, 6113 Park Boulevard.
There you go. And I know exactly where that is. Anyhow, we're going to be having, June's going to come on for the next show. Entrepreneur Hour.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.